Lesson 4F.
Travelling online. If you love travelling but haven't got time to go, you can still enjoy it by following a traveller's experiences on their blog. Here are three of the most interesting and unusual globetrotters online. A. Non-stop traveller. At the age of 17, Alex Chacon set off from his home in El Paso, Texas, and went for a motorbike ride. It was a life-changing experience. Alex's 30-day tour of the USA took in California, Washington, and Florida, and gave Alex an aim in life: to travel the world on his motorbike. Since then, Alex has covered over 200,000 kilometres and visited more than 35 countries. However, although Alex usually travels alone, he has shared his experiences on his blog, Modern Moto Diaries, and has turned the holiday selfie into an art form. While travelling, Alex videos himself doing all sorts of activities against breathtaking backgrounds of remote jungles, deserts, and mountains. On one trip, he filmed himself by moving in a 360-degree circle so that all the famous landmarks would be included. The result was a viral video that received 5 million views in its first week on the internet. Alex's motorcycle expeditions, however, are not just about seeing and filming the sights. He regularly stops during his trips and takes part in volunteering projects at orphanages that he comes across on his route. Furthermore, he uses his blog to raise donations for a charity that works with orphans. Alex is now planning to cross the African continent from north to south. And once he has done that, he will head for Portugal, where he will embark on a journey across Europe and Asia to Mongolia. It seems that by the time he's 30, Alex will have ridden his bike across most of the planet. B. On the road to nowhere. If you were planning to travel 38,000 kilometres and visit 22 countries, what form of transport would you choose? A camper van, perhaps, taking all the comforts of home with you. Not Dutch actress Manon Ossevoort. Manon had dreamed of travelling from Europe across Africa to the South Pole for years, and she chose a slow form of transport that would symbolise the time needed to fulfil her dreams. A tractor. Manon only averaged 5 kilometres per hour as she drove, but that allowed her to get to know the hospitable people that she met everywhere. And the tractor became the star attraction when Manon stopped over in villages for the night. She would explain why she was going to the South Pole and ask people in the villages and following her blog to write down their own dreams. She promised that she would build a snowman when she arrived at her destination and leave all their dreams inside it. The idea was popular, and Manon received thousands of dreams on pieces of paper and in emails. Finally, on the 9th of December 2014, Manon's dream came true, and she pulled up in a big red tractor at the South Pole. She then built a snowman and left a time capsule inside it with all the dreams that she had collected on her journey. Manon explained on her blog that when the time capsule is opened in 80 years' time, future generations will be able to read something about our lives and our hopes for the future. C. The art of travelling light. It's the job that even the most enthusiastic traveller hates: packing. But just how essential are the things that we take with us? That was the question that Rolf Potts aimed to answer on the No Baggage Challenge. However, the task wasn't simply a question of going off for a week to soak up the sun on a beach. Rolf had to travel 50,000 kilometres by plane and get around 11 countries in 42 days with just the things he could carry in his pockets. Would he be able to do it? Rolf was certainly well qualified enough to try. He was an experienced traveller who wrote a blog that had become a big favourite with people who wanted advice about budget travel. Now he planned to update it with regular reports about travelling extremely light. His first no-baggage challenge entry listed the items that he took with him: a toothbrush and toothpaste, a small bottle of soap, a mobile phone and charger, deodorant, sunglasses, a passport, cash, and a credit card. His second entry explained that he had got into the habit of showering twice a day and washing his clothes before going to bed. By the third entry, he was really enjoying luggage-free travel. When Potts got back, he did recognise that a few extra items would have been useful, and when he is travelling in the future, he will take a small bag with him. But he says he will never pack any just-in-case items again, because the imagined situations that they are packed for never ever happen.